Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. How do you react when somebody hurts or offends you? Today on Made for Glory. In the Gospels, Jesus's closest friends, his disciples, his apostles, those that had traveled with him for years, those that had been with him as he had done miracles, those are the ones that abandoned him. So we, of course, know Judas betrayed Jesus to the authorities. All the other disciples ran off when Jesus was arrested. Only John, the beloved disciple, was there at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. And so in a sense, he was betrayed by those that were closest to him. Ones that he needed the most weren't there for him in his hour of pain and suffering. And so what's amazing as we hear the accounts of the resurrection after Jesus' death, that 3 days later he rose from the dead, is his response to them. Because if someone treated you that way, if someone wronged you or abandoned you or wasn't there for you when you needed them, usually I would respond with being indignant, being angry, being upset, being distant from them. But this is how Jesus responds. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. So Jesus' first words to them are not, "What's your problem?" or "Where were you?" or "How dare you?" or "You should be ashamed of yourselves." Jesus' first words to his disciples is, "Peace be with you." And then he shows them his wounds, really that place that he had suffered for them. And so what's happening here is Jesus's own heart, God's own heart, is being opened up to us. How does God respond to the ways that we have hurt him and the ways even that we have hurt one another and the ways that we have hurt ourselves? That God responds with mercy, because immediately after this, Jesus breathes on them, says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." So he empowers them to forgive sins. The Sunday after Easter, we have Divine Mercy Sunday, and it's a great feast day in the church. And I love this Sunday because it really expresses the heart of God's, the way God looks upon us in our brokenness, that God looks upon us and he chooses to forgive us, that he is merciful love poured out upon us. And we see this in a profound way, because that's not just something that for God, that's how God is. That's what we're called to become as well. We're called to become agents of his mercy, apostles of his mercy in the world. Because the second Sunday, the Sunday after Easter, where we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday in John's gospel, we see that the next week, they were all together again and Thomas was with them. Thomas hadn't been with them the week before on Easter Sunday. And Jesus comes again in their midst, the resurrected Lord, and he says, "Peace be with you." And then he draws Thomas in and draws his hand right into his side to have that personal, intimate encounter with the risen Lord, that personal, intimate encounter with the Lord's mercy. And then Thomas and all the other apostles in turn become those people, those agents of mercy, those who bring the message of God's mercy to others. So as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday and every single day of the year, we live in the power of the resurrected Lord, and we recognize that God has looked upon us and our brokenness and our sin and has chosen to have mercy upon us so that we can have mercy on others. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.